Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there joining us live in the forum. Peace and greetings to everyone. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to the Remix family and to everyone out there. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number, 646-652-2711. It's the number to call, and that's definitely how you're going to get yourself locked in, and locked into the Remix. So peace and greetings to all of you out there. I also want to give out the phone number, 646-652-2711. The phone number is for you to call, and also the chat room is open. I see many of you lining yourself up on the phone lines, but know that the chat room is open and the Remix family is in the chat room, and they're certainly there to make you welcome and right at home. So welcome, everyone, to the Remix. It's so good to see everybody here. And those cosmic directions to kind of get you going and kind of get you over to the Remix chat room is simply by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and that's going to get you in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to the Remix, everyone, and welcome to you joining us in the forum tonight. Welcome to you, and welcome to you joining us in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone in the house. It's so good to see everybody here. Greetings to all of our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. Just want to say welcome and so glad that you're here with us on this very special night, joining us here live in the Remix. So peace and love and peace and greetings to you as we get ready to get started and get into the share tonight. So, the other thing that I want to start out in talking about is really, really just to say that big up to all of you out there listening and listening from all over the world. No matter where you're listening from, you can call in, you can Skype in. You want to come over to the Remix page and Skype in, and that's how you're going to get in. If you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code, and then once you dial the U.S. country code, you dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in to Remix here, right here. And, that's going to get you here. Peace and greetings, everybody. I want to go ahead and give big ups, of course, to all of my wonderful, amazing priestess out there. Big ups to all the priestess. I see quite a few of you in the chat room here joining me here live in the forum tonight. And so it is good to always have you in the house, as well as all of the Remix family. Also, here's another big ups. Big ups to everybody who is self-invested interested, definitely want to send that big love and self-invested love out to everybody out there. Ooh-wee. Last night, Saturday night, Brother Bilal broke down in self-invested the days of the week. And it was simply amazing. And those of you who were in class last night know what today really is. That was great information. So I want to say much love and big thank you to Brother Bilal out there from Bilal the Experience, because that was definitely an experience last night in Self-Invested. Also, I want to remind you, Friday night, Dr. Umar Johnson was in the house. And for those of you who did not get a chance to hear that share, hear everything that Brother Umar Johnson is up to and how you can become a part of that, I encourage you to go back and to download. You can download last Friday night show with Dr. Umar Johnson, as well as all of the remix shows. And there's hundreds upon hundreds of them available for you 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. You can go and you download those as well. When you download it on iTunes, one of the things I would love for you to do is subscribe. Go ahead and subscribe. And also leave your comments there. Many of you guys have. Leave your comments and subscribe over there on iTunes. Definitely would love for you to do that as well, so that you can connect yourself with it. Also, don't forget, for those of you on the Android market or have smartphone devices or those that support the Google market, with the Android market, you can download the Android app that is for the remix, and that is available in the show notes down there. So you click that link, the tiny URL link, and it's going to take you directly to where you can download the app that was a gift from us at the remix for all of you out there listening, so that you can stay connected to everything the remix has going on. It connects you to the Know Your Magic line. You don't even have to have Twitter. It will show you all of my tweets that I'm doing, and it also will connect you directly to me. So those are some of the ways that you can stay in tune and stay connected to the remix. And next, of course, is Sunday night. So there's a couple of things before we get ready to get into the share that we need to do. And one of those is to talk about the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, the Kim Deck, that the orders are beginning to go out tonight. So I definitely want you guys to go check that out. If you don't have Kim Deck, you definitely want to do that. All of that is available in the show notes as well. Go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, all one word. And it'll take you straight there. And make sure, for those of you receiving your deck, go ahead and leave a comment. The other thing that I want to talk to you guys about is the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so first, I want to say thank you to everyone out there who has purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And also to let you guys know about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It is something that I design. Something you don't have to wait for. You download it instant, and I am there with you step by step, helping you to know your magic. And, you know, knowing your magic is about living life with a purpose. And you have over 4 hours of me taking you, whether you're a very new beginner or if you're someone who's been knowing your magic for a long time. I have received testimony from many of you all over the world that the Know Your Magic audio workbook has been sort of that guiding light for you and helping you to understand that. So everything from working with dreams to how to tap into your energy, how to release your own cosmic orgasm, to birth what you want into this reality and this world, you know, how to dance with your dark side, all of this is in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I would invite you to go over and take a look if you don't have it, if it's something you're thinking about. And it's some really, really good goodies in there. Just go to www.msblueblast.com and you can find out about knowing your magic. Because after all, magic is about making a greater individual commitment. So that's what MAGIC stands for. So peace and greetings, everyone. How's everyone doing on this Sunday night? You know, tonight is Easter. Most of the world, or a lot of the world, is celebrating that day, the resurrection, or Easter, as it's known to some of us around the world. And so for all of us who celebrate that, happy Easter to you that are out there, a part of the Remix family, and just welcome you guys to the show tonight. So now, this is what I'm super, 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 super excited about, the Sisters Only Workshop. Oh, we are getting so close to this, and I can tell you that myself and Esther, we have definitely been doing magic when it comes to the Sisters Only Workshop for Badass Sisters Living a Divine Life. This has been such a wonderful experience, and it's getting better every moment, every second that we get to that. So I want to kind of give you some details and kind of put this information out there for everyone who's out there. I know many of you have already secured your throne to show up, your virtual seat. Again, this is an online workshop, so you can attend from anywhere on the planet or beyond. As long as you have access to the internet and you're able to make a connection either via phone or you have internet connection, you can attend this online workshop retreat. Now, here's the key. Tonight, today, is the last day to pay. And we're talking about today as in the Western Hemisphere, which is 4/20/2014, because it's Sunday night here. Monday is going to be the cutoff. So we will be cutting it off tonight. After the show is over, by the time most of us around the world wake up or get ourselves situated, it will be cut off. Because tomorrow starts the retreat. And you amazing badass sisters will be getting your first email in the morning. And I want you guys to understand how this process is going to go. The beginning part of this, what's going to happen, is the retreat. It's the online retreat. And we'll be giving you all kinds of goodies that you will have so that you can begin to work with the retreat process. So you'll be getting an email every single day. We are not going to meet during the week leading up to the grand finale, which is the workshop on April 26th. But every day you will get that juicy juice, that good stuff you will be getting via digital mail from myself and Esther. We will be sending that out to everyone who signs up with the retreat. So I want you all to know that tonight is the night. This is the night for all of the badass sisters out there. So if you thought about gifting somebody yet, which we have many gifts that we've given out, and many of you have blessed people with those gifts, but if you're a brother, if you're a sister who wants your sister to come, or you're thinking about coming, this is definitely that experience that you want to do. You want to do it tonight, because tonight is the night. This is it. To be able to do that. So, who is this workshop for? I want to take a minute and talk about that. If you're a woman, and it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how wise you are, this is a workshop for you. It doesn't matter. This is really about sisters coming together, being able to share, make, and communicate magic. Now, I have been in communication, and I want you guys to know, it's been a beautiful, powerful weekend for myself as well as Esther. We have been in communication with sisters all over the globe who are wanting to come to the workshop, who are coming to the workshop, who have questions about the workshop, and we have been communicating with you, and it's been a very powerful thing. So this is for all sisters. Many groups are coming. Many, many groups of sisters have got together all over the planet, and they are coming to this workshop. Why is this so important? It is so important because us as women, as sisters, to really get together. It is that time. We talk about the evolution. One of the things that we talked about is how science even talked about the brain has even evolved and how we're changing. We've talked about how our DNA has been changing. Many of us have been putting in work. We've put work into ourselves, into our families, into our communities, until everything that we touch, absolutely everything. So it is absolutely of the utmost importance that, one, we come together, sisters learning from sisters, soul sisters learning together. We love our brothers, we do, and so many brothers have been so instrumental in assisting a lot of sisters getting this workshop. We love our brothers, but it is something very, very unique and very magical about sisters coming together, learning, sharing, and growing with each other. And so this is why, you know, I told you guys that this was something that was in the making for a long time, that me and Esther and even Sister Munya, we had talked about a long time ago. And so when I heard the call from within me that the soul sisters are here, that this would be the time, I knew that this would be divine time for us to come together. So I want to invite you, that if you're kind of sitting there and you're wondering, do I want to? I promise you, this is going to be a life-changing event. It's going to be beautiful. And like I said, I've been in contact with all the sisters from all schools of thought, from from all places, from all corners of the world that are coming, all the way from the corners of Greece, all the way from the corners of South Africa. Sisters from all over the world are going to be on this retreat, and it's just going to be amazing. Simply amazing. You must sign up tonight. And how you sign up tonight, and I'm going to go through these steps because this is very important, and a lot of you have done an amazing job with this, and we want to make sure that you have this process clear and you have it down. First, I want to talk about if you want to sign up, and then I'm going to talk about if you want to gift someone to sign up, how you can do this, and this can be a seamless process for us all. So here we go. The first thing, you're going to go to the website, www.msblueblast.com/ sisters, and sisters is spelled S-I-S-T-A-S. And then the dash workshops, workshop/. So missblueblast.com/sisters, SISTAS-workshop, workshop/. That's going to take you right there. You will see the banner. You will see it says for sisters only. You'll see that. And so it doesn't matter. But first I want to talk about if you are purchasing a ticket for you to get your virtual throne, because we will be sitting on the throne when we come, or if you if you are gifting it for someone, we'll go back to that. But I still want you to go over there and look. If you're purchasing a ticket for yourself, you will see after you read all of the juicies, details there, you will go to the bottom, you will click sign up. Once you click sign up, it will take you over to where to sign up at, PayPal. Once you put your information in, it will redirect you after you complete that process. It will redirect you back to the website. So hold on. I know a lot of you get anxious and you want to close out, but I want you to hold on. It will redirect you back. Once it redirects you back, then what I want you to do is go through step two and step three. If you have special instructions, like maybe the name that you're paying under is not the name that you want to go under, you must put that in your PayPal note. And then when it's an opportunity, the steps will tell you what to fill out. The same thing if you're doing it for a guest or you're giving it. Make sure you have the person's name and their information and put it in. And I know, it will be fine. I know it will be fine. I know you will be able to do it. If you have any questions, just email questionforblue@gmail.com and get it done. But I want to just say that because tonight is the last night. This is it. This is it. This is the last night to be able to do it for you to sign up. So we will hope to see you there. Oh, so good to see everyone in the house tonight, and so glad that you are here, and so much to begin to talk to. Mm-hmm. So now, tonight, what we're going to be doing, because I kind of want to give you an overview of that, tonight we're going to be covering the third law that the team has identified. You know, we've been talking about these different things. Brother Bilal came on, and then we had Dr. Banks who came on. So tonight we're going to be talking about the third law. This is the third law that the team has identified, we've identified. And this is the one that's jacking most of us up. It really is. It is jacking the most of us the hell up. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. It's really just about the understanding of it. And there's no better night than tonight, Easter. No better night than tonight, Easter. By the way, I was, you know, I think most of you know this. I talk about it a little bit. At once I was an Eastern Star, and now I truly, truly know and understand the meaning, the true meaning of it. So peace and blessings to everyone in the Remix family. We're going to get ready to get started, The first thing I want to do is I want to send some love out to my mother. And my mother, my sister, and to Ashe, to all of my grandmothers as well. But I want to send some love out to my mother, and I'm also sending love out to Esther and her mother. You know, tonight is a very, very special night, like I said, for us to be talking about this third law, because tonight Esther was going to be here, you know, but instead she's spending time with her mother tonight, and that is so precious, especially for us women. We need to take that opportunity to really express love to our mothers and send love. I had a long conversation with my mom today, as we always do, but it's so special because what a great way to start the workshop, I told Esther. We both talked about it today. What an amazing way to start off this sister's workshop. You know, she has an opportunity to spend some quality time with her mother and family at the request of her mother. What an amazing, amazing time this is. So for all of you out there, sisters and brothers, definitely do that. But I wanted you guys to see that we definitely practice what we speak. So call your mom. Call your aunt, call your daughter, call your granddaughter. You know, these are the people. Call your grandma and even fathers, you know, and do that. Do that whenever. Do that. These are special things for us to definitely be able to do and to take some time for those who have made their transition to honor that with them. Then take some time to honor that as well. I'm so excited, you guys, and so glad that we're here tonight, live in the Remix. And really to talk about some things. We're going to get ready to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to get ready to get into the share because there are some things that we definitely want to talk about. You know, it's a lot of energy going on in the cosmos, all over the planet. We have the landslides going on in Wyoming. We also have the pot celebration, the weed and pot celebration holiday going on in Colorado. We had one of our great dear brothers make his transition as well. Reuben Hurricane Carter passed away. We want to say ashe to him and all others. Ashe, 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 as they continue their journey and their mission. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fairy and all of those who made their transition in Korea, we want to send blessings and love to them as they continue. And just to all the families all over the world making their transition. I have a tough situation with a relative of mine as well. So definitely giving him strength as he continue on his journey as well. So just ashe to them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of which, Reuben Hurricane Carter passed away. We'll talk about that later, but definitely you guys know hurricane season definitely is going to be very, very big this year. And I'll share some of those things that our brother Hurricane Carter has passed on to me in another show. But blessings to all of them as they continue on their journey. So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. We're going to get ready to listen to some music and Baby Blue. We're going to get into our share tonight, which a lot of the foundational pieces is about understanding the mystery of knowing and blind spots in life. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what I'm calling law number 3, and we're going to be getting it in. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines a little later and, of course, talking to you. So let's listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the chair. I'm so glad you guys are here with me. Yeah.
La, 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 la. The remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yes, yes. Ah, let's see. All right, so we're going to get ready. This song that I'm about to play speaks to a lot of what's going on at this particular time, what's happening, and really, really, really those things that is close to my heart, and I know as well, close to you guys as well, too. So let's listen to this, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to get right into the share. Yeah. Law number 3, live in the remix.
Cherish the day. Won't go astray. Won't be afraid. Won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I move. And I'll be your end.
That was Cherish the Day by Robert Glasper featuring Layla Hathaway. Beautiful, beautiful vibes here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and we're going to get ready to get right into the discussion tonight. I just want to welcome you guys to the forum, and this is just a beautiful way to kick this week off here, as a lot of us are in position on this Sunday night here. So tonight we're going to be talking about the third law. So what is the third law? And you may want to take some notes on this, because like I said, this is the third law that has been identified by the team, and it's the most law, one of the most laws that is jacking most of us up. I see this when I'm in sessions with talking. I've seen this in the past in my own life. I see this when I'm working with brothers and sisters from all over the world. And this one right here, you know, it really is about the understanding of it. And like I said, there is no better night than tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the law and this third law, because this one is connected. It's connected to something that we don't see, and that is our blind spot. So let me talk about what a blind spot here is. I know many of you may know this. What is a blind spot? When you start to think about a blind spot in your life, what do you think a blind spot is? I know many of you are in the chat room, so kind of participate and help out on this. What do you think the blind spot is in life? OT says something you can't see. Yes, that's a good one. What's another way to look at the blind spot? What is it? What is the blind spot? What's a blind spot? What's a blind spot in your life? If you think about something that's a blind spot, something you can't see, something you can't control. That's interesting, yeah. Issues you don't want to face, Kalimar says, all right. Issues you don't want to face. And let's see, Eye of Kemet said, something you ignore. I can kind of see where all of you are correct in your assessment. The blind spot, I want you to think of it like this. I want you to think of it kind of like almost if you were thinking about looking through your rear view mirror. You know how you're driving in a car and you're looking through your rear view mirror? There is a blind spot that you cannot see. You can't see from your side mirrors. I don't care how good you are at positioning them. You can't see from your right or your left, and you definitely cannot see from looking at your rear view mirror. You can't see that. That's why it's called a blind spot. And someone can be right there in your blind spot, and you won't even know it. In fact, when we start to talk about interstate highway accidents, most of them occur for cars being in the blind spot. And so sometimes you can sideswipe somebody because they're in the blind spot, or you can be sideswiped, caught off guard. The blind spot is something you're not conscious of. So all of you are actually right. It is something you're not conscious of, something that has not been brought to your consciousness. So that's what the blind spot is. So tonight we're going to be talking about the law that is directly connected to the blind spot. And the other thing that it's connected to, and this has been one of those things throughout ancient times, the mystery of knowing. Because knowing truly is a mystery. How many times have you said to yourself, damn it, if I had known that? It's a mystery. You don't know. So the law that we're going to be talking about tonight and really getting an understanding, some people call it principles, it's really not. And the reason I want to talk about this particular law, because this is the perfect time to talk about it. This law is the law of cause and effect. Cause and effect has really been jacking our ass up for way too long. This is so important because once you get a clear understanding of the cosmic law, we will become very relaxed and at ease. You know how they say doing things, and this is one of my sayings, with grace and ease. You're going to become so relaxed and you're going to become at ease. So I want you to think about it like this. Everything, and I literally mean this, every cause has an effect, and every effect has a cause. Really, really take that in. Take a moment with me, and I want you to take this in. Every cause has an effect, and every effect has a cause. Yes. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about that. Because this is something we process, but we really don't have a good understanding of it. This is really jacking us up right here. Because this is really a mental process, for lack of a better word. I want you to understand, this is really a mental process that is going on. Everything you do will manifest. Everything that you do will manifest. There are no accidents. There are none. There are absolutely no accidents. There's none, there's none, there's none. There's no good luck. There is no chance. It is none of that. And here's the other thing I want you to understand about this law, because this is really going to help to get a clear understanding of it. There's no way around this, because this is a cosmic law. You can't get around cause and effect. You cannot. There's no way around it. Your state of mind is so important here. It's so important that you begin to understand this. You need to understand that everything you do indeed manifests into something else. Now, most of us would say, Miss Blue, that's not a problem. I go to work and I do things. I understand cause and effect. I got a cell phone bill. I pay my cell phone bill. And once I pay my cell phone bill, my phone works. I understand that. Most of you would say, well, Miss Blue, shit happens, you know. Well, no, it don't just happen. See, that's the whole thing of cause and effect. Shit don't happen. It really doesn't happen. The universe does not recognize chance. It doesn't recognize it. So now, I want you to think about this. Excuse me. I want you to think about this to understand that everything that you do indeed manifests into something else. And I want you to listen to this, because this is key when we start to look at this particular law. This is a mental process. This law is not governed by your heart or your soul. This is the mind work. This is what this is. This is the mind at work. So, if I were to ask you, why are you getting the things you don't want and then wanting things you're not getting? I'll say it one more time, so you could really begin to really kind of digest this, because this law was not something I jumped into. This was a learned law, the understanding of the law, the seen forces that are at play in this particular law, and how it began to manifest itself and play. This is a law, not a trick. And we need to be very clear about that, especially when we start to talk in these terms. This is a law, not a click, not a trick, not a click and not a trick. This is not something that can be tricked. And it's not one of man's laws. This is a universal and a cosmic law. But I promise you, once you get this clear understanding, you will be able to have a better understanding of these mysteries. The mystery of knowing and really being able to check anything that's in your blind spot. So the question is, again, why are you getting things you don't want and then you're wanting things you're not getting? things you do want, you're not getting. And the things you don't want in your life, you're getting so much of that shit. Have you asked yourself that question? Because there was a very important time in my life where I asked myself that damn question. Why is so much of what I don't want happening? And so much of what I want to happen is not happening. And the reason that it's happening is because of cause and effect. That's the reason. That's the reason. But we're not going to stop there. Of course not. Let's qualify this, okay? And I want to kind of give you the breakdown so you can really be able to see this from a very, very, let's see what kind of place we're going to see this from. I want you to be able to see this from a very metaphysical place, a very real place, but to cut through all the bullshit from a very simple place, which is the most divine place you can see anything from. That's why I like to keep it simple. Cause is the internal world, and effect is the external world. So I want you to think about that. Your cause is your internal world, and the effect is the external world. Effects are the reflection of your internal world, or how you're seeing things on the inside. Effects. Your effects in your life are mental processes of your mind. And when you're not conscious of these mental processes, here's what happens. I want you to check this out, because here's what happened. Your effects become effects or infections in your life. And this is where that process starts. You want to know where the infection started? It started in your mind. And 9 times out of 10, these were things that you were not conscious of. Your effects became effects, and it became infectious in you. This is the beginning of the process. So this is why someone would say, well, what is going on? This is affecting me. What that person is over there doing is affecting me. What my neighbor is doing across the street is now affecting me. You understand? What my man did yesterday is affecting me. My children are doing stuff at school that is affecting me. My wife not listening to me is affecting me. That's where it comes from. Sex, infection. This is how that process starts. This is how that process begins to move itself up. But I want you to understand, because see, cause and effect is really only the baby here when we're looking at it from an infection point of view, because we know how many times have you seen someone who has gotten a slight infection and it turned into something that completely transformed them. Many people have chosen to even take themselves out of this world because of infections. Oh, she was fine when she came out the hospital, but they got an infection. They were infected by it. When one child has the chicken pox and someone else has the chicken pox, they all become infected with it. But cause and effect is what gives birth to karma. That's what gives birth to karma, cause and effect. That's why karma is a bitch. When karma shows up, you say, ah, ain't this a bitch? Look what just happened. Cause and effect. It gives birth to karma. You feel affected, or you feel the effects, I should say, of something you caused. Let's talk about it this way, because we're going to qualify a lot of this. You feel affected or you're feeling the effects of something you cause when you are affected by what you put in motion. What you are saying is you don't know what you have done for things to turn out like this. So sometimes we can have a conversation, whether that conversation is with ourselves, or I can have a conversation with someone and I'll say, well, why do you think this has happened? They will say, I don't know what I did. I didn't do anything. I don't know what I have done for shit to turn out like this. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why I don't have a job. I don't know why this happened to me. So let's take a look at these components in this very, very powerful law. Let's look at what is a cause. What's a cause? Y'all know what a cause is? What's a cause? You know, we hear cause all the time. What is a cause? Do we know what a cause is? Something you do just cause an action, a choice. What's a cause? Well, let me tell you this, and I want you to pay very close attention to this because I know you all are going to see the magic here. Everything has an origin. Everything has an origin. Everything has a aura. Everything has a origin and everything has a aura, which is the cause. So the cause is the origin or the aura that is around what is going on. So that's what it is. That's what it is, an origin, a cause. Remember, nothing can happen without a cause. Absolutely nothing can happen without a cause. Many people feel like they are fighting for a cause. Well, here's an FYI, nothing can happen without a cause. No chance. Shit don't just happen. Sometimes we say things happen out of the blue, but that's true, but it comes out of the blue because it has a cause to come out of the blue. So when you look at the effect or reflection or the product, here's what you do. You can trace it back to the cause. And you can also listen to this part here. Not only can you trace it back to the cause, but you can trace it back to the causer. The causer. You can trace it back to the causer. So the cause, the origin, the aura. You can always trace it back when you start to look at the effect, the reflections, or the product, you trace it back to the cause and the causer. Here's an example, because I know we all get this, but I want to kind of give it to you because I really want everyone to be very clear on this. Think about this. If you're pregnant, we all know the cause. Even if we don't know who the damn causer is, we know the cause. Without a shadow of a doubt, we know the cause. If you're pregnant, there ain't no question. We know the cause. Now, we may be in doubt and say, now, who is the causer here? Now, it may be three or four causes that possibly is the causer. But we definitely know the cause. You understand? Sex was involved. There's no question. There's no doubt about that. If you are pregnant, some kind of sex is taking place. That's it. Because the effect is also the reflection. So what would be the reflection of being pregnant? Your belly is being affected. You get it? Your belly is being affected. That's the reflection. When we start to think about the effect, it is the reflection, and your belly is being affected. Proof of the cause. So if we want proof of the cause, if we want proof of the cause, all we got to do is look at the origin. We know some sexting took place. Again, we may not know the causer, but we do know the cause. And the reflection of the effect is the belly. There it is. So now, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to take a look at this. So every time you say the word, and I'm going to split for you. I think I am. I'm in the chat room here. Every time you say the word because. See, this is why I love Brother Bilal so much. Because he brought the breakdowns of words to the table. He brought it in a way that I've never seen, and I know most of you have not seen, we've ever seen before. And I always knew the power of words. I'm a word girl. I understood the power of words. But the way he brought it to the table to be able to break it down, it gives us an opportunity to really begin to tap into a whole nother frequency, to raise the frequency of these words and get the true meaning of them. So I want you to look at the word because when we take a look at the word because is the being, and that's B-E-I-N-G, being causing. The being is causing something to happen. Being as in human being as in spiritual being. So any time that you say because. So when I say to you, why did you do that? And you say, I did it, Miss Blue, because. I did it, Miss Blue, because the being is causing something. This is where we get the causer, that the being is causing something. And the only way you can start to understand what you are causing is to look at effect or the reflection. That's it. Period. Hands down. You want to hear some real fucking magic? That's it. Whenever you find yourself in that space and you want to say, because I did it because, we already know what we're looking at. The being is causing something to happen. I'm going to give you another example of this so that you can really know and understand the effect and how this plays a role here. Let's take a look at Baby Blue. Baby Blue is getting ready to graduate high school this year. And Baby Blue is getting ready to graduate this year because. You see that? The being is causing. Baby Blue is getting ready to graduate because she went to school and applied herself. It didn't just happen. It's a cause. You get it? It's a cause. I want you to think about this. The job that you're on is a reflection of you filling out applications. Because you filled out the application is the result and the reflection. This is the big one. It is the reason you got the job. You got the job because you filled out an application. And as a result of you filling out the application and the reflection, because that's the effect, That is the reason you got the job. Now, it may not be the only reason, but I understand you guys the point. You get my point. We take this for granted so much. We really do take cause and effect for granted so much. And even love is a reflection of cause. Think about it, sisters. I love him because the being is causing. There's a cause for everything. I love him because. Girl, I just, oh, girl, I love him because. Why you love him? Girl, I love him because the being is causing this action. You understand? No matter the cause, the being is causing this. You're causing this. You're causing this. No matter what the cause is, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life. It doesn't matter where you are at this particular point. The being is causing this. You understand? There's always a cause. Even when you say stuff like, girl, I hate his ass. And it's also a cause. It's a cause. You see? Because he ain't shit. I hate him. He ain't shit. He don't take care of his baby. He don't take care of his family. He ain't shit. It's still a cause. It don't matter. It don't matter. It's still a cause. So now, here's the question. Here's the question. Are you living the life you want to live? If you're not, your cause. You're the cause. And everything you're doing is cause of you not living the full expression of your life. You're the cause. You're the cause. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your mate that left you. You're the cause. Not your children, not the neighborhood you grew up in, not the place you live at. You're the cause. You're the cause, the causer. That's who you are. You're the causer. I'm not happy because. So this is the question you have to say. What are you blindly? Because in most cases, we are not consciously doing this. We are not people who want to be in sorrow and live in misery and feel like we've been beat down or been abandoned or abused. We're not people who want to live in that state. But as when I'm speaking to many, many of the spirit guides and a lot of your spirit guides, they tell me that is the hardest thing for humans to do because we do misery and we do sorrow real good. But most of these things we're blindly causing to keep giving you what you don't want. We can only blame the causer. That's the only person you can blame is the causer. And that's why a lot of times when you start to look at your life and you start to look at situations that are going on in your life and you want to point that finger, you want to find somebody to blame, you want to find someone to lay it all on, you want to find something to dump it on, this is why it's so difficult to do that. Because it's us. We're the causer. The remix is a reflection. It is a result. It is an effect of a cause. When we start to think about the remix, it's a reflection, it's a result, it's an effect of a cause. It's because I was almost homeless, and I told this story about me being almost homeless, that really caused this. For the life of me, there was a time in my life I couldn't figure out what has caused everything to just collapse. The relationship, the job, my home. What caused everything to collapse? The last thing in the world I thought is that I was the causer. You know? What has caused this? The last thing in the world is I thought I was the causer. But here's the beautiful thing. Once I realized that I was the causer, then I knew that I could change it. You see? There's a time in my life, and that's what keeps us in that circle jerk, because I know how that feels. I know you do too. When we're the causer, we don't want to be that shit. That's a big struggle. We trying to find the goddamn, no, I'm not the causer. It's because of his ass. It's because of that person. It's because my mama. It's because my daddy didn't. It's because my children won't. The last place at that time that I looked was in the mirror. And when I did, I found the causer. But it wasn't a sad day. It was a beautiful day. Because that was the day I had the revelation. If I'm the causer and I cause this and I'm getting so much to look at, to blame, to reflect on, but now I know it's me and I caused this, then I can change it. See, most of you, you're in that circle jerk. And you run out of people to look for, to blame. You run out of people to look for, to blame for where you are. But trust and believe, it was because I planted the seeds to cause it. There's no other way. There's no other way. And once I identified it, and then I was able to uproot it, and now, check this out, almost 3 million of you are following the cause. Almost 3 million of you are following this cause, the remix. So I want us to take an honest look at this particular law. And then do some real internal work here. And that is, because this is what keeps you stuck and thinking we are affected or infected by someone else's cause. But I'm here to tell you that can't ever happen. You can't ever be infected or affected by someone else's cause. That can't happen. Look in the mirror. Because you did it. It's all because of you. It is all because of you. The bean is causing. The bean is causing this shit to happen. That's who's causing. Every time you say, because, you know the bean is causing it to happen. It's all because of you. So let's take a look at this. I'll give you some more examples so you can take a look at this. Why did you get fired? Think about it. Why did you get fired? Oh, I got fired. You know why I got fired? I got fired because I'm tell you why I got fired. We know because someone told on you, that's why you got fired. getting fired is the result or the effect. It's because someone caught your ass stealing. Or someone else caught your ass doing some shit you ain't had no business doing. That's why you got fired. That's why the person would say, I'm guilty, but they can't prove it. A lot of people say that, but they can't prove nothing. Everybody was doing it. Everybody was taking that shit home. Everybody was doing it. And I know for sure ain't nobody seen me. So what you're really saying is you know the reason you got fired. There's a cause for everything. Now, we're just looking at this at different angles. I want you guys to understand that because I know what some of y'all are saying. No, 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 that ain't right, Miss Blue. That ain't right. They fired me for nothing. Really? They fired you for nothing? Yeah, they fired me for nothing. No, they didn't fire you for nothing, but you ended up with nothing, you see, because you weren't doing nothing. You weren't working. You were coming to work being late. You were not being productive. You were unable to produce, and you were unable to cooperate. I just had to write a letter to someone on my job and let them know the reason that I'm going to recommend that you get let go is because you work for a corporation, and in a corporation, you must cooperate. But FYI out there for all of my conscious brothers and sisters, a family is a corporation. And in my house, if you don't participate with the corporation, you don't cooperate, you got to go. Period. We don't want you in the family because we're a corporation. We operate together. We cooperate with each other. That's why those two words are close together. So what happened when you say they fired me for nothing? This is why they took you back to the place that we called the nothingness. So when you say it happened because of nothing, you didn't do nothing, you go back to the nothingness. You go back to the waters of noon. You go back to the chaos water. And this also is where the mental mind begins to play another trick on us. And this is why so many people believe that you can get something for nothing. That's why I believe that. So I'm telling you for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, absolute, that it's impossible. It doesn't exist. Something for nothing doesn't exist. There is a cause for everything. There is also why you have been in bad relationships, because reason is the intention and the purpose behind cause. Welfare looks like something for nothing, but anybody who's on welfare, been on welfare, knows somebody on welfare, knows that that's not true. And then I want you to look around at our people, our community, and our world, and look what it has caused. Look what the beans have caused. Look at the effect. Look at the infections it has caused. Look at the infections it's caused. It's caused our education system. It's caused our children. It's caused our neighborhoods. It's caused our family. It has even caused effect on everything. It has become infection running rampant throughout the world because we want to believe that we can get something for nothing. It doesn't exist. There's a cause and effect for everything. For every reason, there's a cause. And every cause, there's a reason. You see? The real magic, and I want us to understand, we have to get back to understanding the reason we are doing what we're doing. We have to really get back to the reason about what we're doing and why we're doing. Magic is becoming conscious of the reason everything happens. The main thing that I want you to take away from what we're talking about, this law here today, the law of cause and effect, what I want you to take away is I want you to get out of the mystery of your own life. Because too many times we stay in the mystery of our own life. Sit down and meditate on the reason. When you take a look at the word reason, you see two gods who exist there. The god Re or the god Ra in the beginning. And you must rise above your everyday thinking and get to the reason. What is your cause? What is your cause? Are you living your cause? That's the main thing that I want to ask you. We're going to go and we're going to open up the phone lines. But what is your cause? Are you living your cause? And last thing before we open the line, the only way to do this, the absolute only way to do this is that you must stop your reactions. Many times we think that we are acting, but in fact we're only reacting because we don't want to look at the reason. We don't want to look at the reason we're doing all of these things. Stop your reaction. When something looks like it's happening to you, that you're unaware of it, don't react. Look for the cause. Because knowing is half the battle. And that's what I'm going to help you with, the battle. Because one thing I will tell you, I know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, you're the causer. Now go figure out the cause. Because what you can't see is when you react to the effect, you will keep developing more effects. And you will start, if you start off with a bad or a poverty story, you will end up with one. You will end up with one. So I really want you to go to that place and stop reacting. Stop reacting. So tonight, what are you causing? That's the question. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Let's work this thing out. We are truly a family and a soul group together, and we're all here growing up on earth, and we're learning, and we're working together. So that's what I want. So what are you causing? Are you getting what you don't want? What are you causing? Let's work this out. Let's get to the real reason why you're causing and you're getting what you don't want. Let's do that. What are you doing? So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can start, and we can definitely get it here live in the remix, everyone. So that's what we're going to do. Wow. I just definitely wanted to share that with you guys tonight. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. We're going to go. We're going to go. That's where we're at. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I'm just going to kind of jump around. I see quite a few of you here on the phone line. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's go to the phone lines. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So, whoa. Lots of you guys on the phone line. Let's go to the first caller calling in from area 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
646?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Bill. I just have a question.
Hold on one second, Bill.
Yeah,
One second, Bill. I want to make sure, because I have your number here. I have all of that here, all of your information. So where are you calling from again? Yeah. Cause and effect. See how that shit works? Magic. Cause and effect. No more blind spots. no blind spots here tonight, because we understand. You understand? Because he's playing, and tonight we're not playing. This is really for the real magic makers. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Nikki, and I'm calling from Palatka, Florida.
Okay, Nikki, from what part of Florida?
Palatka.
Palatka, Florida. Okay, greetings to you, Nikki. Nikki, what are you causing?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, what are you causing? Do you have me on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Can you take me off, please?
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Okay. Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Nikki. So, talk to us. What are you causing tonight?
I guess I'm causing the chaos in my relationship. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know why.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this.
I'm not trying to do it because I really, really love him, but I don't know what his problem is.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple of things that's going on, and I want you to begin to take a look at this, because we're going to take a look at you, okay? You understand? Remember,
yes.
every time that you ask why, I want you to think about that. Every single time you ask why. It's important that we all hear this, because you're going to be a very big testimony for all of us. When you ask why, you're looking for the cause. And remember, I just told you, the bean is causing. The bean is causing.
What is the bean?
The bean, you are the bean. You're the causer. So let's take a look at your role and how this is playing out for you. It's a couple of things, and I want to stay focused on you, okay? Because
okay.
I want to talk to you about the bond that you had with your mother, and how challenging that bond got to be. Because we're going to go down to the root cause, and you're going to see how these things are playing out for you, even when it comes to this relationship and even when it comes to your mate, this man that you love so much in your heart. You understand?
Yeah.
I want to ask, I want, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about this, okay? Because we're going to get to the root of this. And the question I want to ask you, Nikki, why are you so mad at your mother? It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
But she told me to stop. They don't fuck some shit to my daddy, and I seen her do everything, and I hated it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because of that relationship there, and what's causing you greatest pain now is that you're seeing this be reflected in your relationship. Here's what I'm going to do. I want you to just hold that right there, because you did open up something for yourself, and I'm going to come back to you, but I want you to hold that and just kind of sit there and take in some of the things that we just talked about right here. Okay?
Okay.
Peace and love. Yeah. All right. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 706. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Much love to the caller there. Much love to that sister. 706, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Corey calling from Atlanta. How's it going?
It's wonderful, Corey. How are you? Or you want to tell us what you're causing?
It all started like a couple weeks ago when I was calling in talking about my job, and I ended up losing that job. Since then, I think I got offered like 3 more jobs. Still got the one that I really want. It's still in the balance. I should know about that sometime this week. So I think I'm just causing my elevation. I got a lot of things going up. So on a sadder note, though, my wife, we thought we were going to have a child, but just last night she had a miscarriage. So I don't quite understand how I caused that, but I think probably just want to be a little bit more prepared before we bring that soul into the world. But I think I'm just causing, I think I'm just basically seeing what I don't want and then just stepping up to it and creating the things that I do want.
Mm-hmm.
And learning on the way, you know.
Yeah, well, learning is always a beautiful part. First, I want to send love to you and light to and light to your wife as well, too. Light to her as well. You know, interesting enough, I want you to understand that you didn't cause that, but there is a reason, a higher lesson here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a higher lesson here, a much, much higher lesson. I want you to go with what you spoke about when you first came on the line, and you said you were going to all these different jobs and you weren't able to get them.
No, I was. I got them all. I got them all. I got jobs coming out my ears. Yeah, I got a job at one job that I didn't get.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, because you then said that you want to get more of what you want and not what you don't want. You have all of these jobs coming out of your ears. Why are you applying for things you don't want?
No. I applied for what happened was I lost the job, right? It was a job that a position that I wanted, but once I worked on the job like 2 years, I really didn't like it. So I called in and I was talking about, you know, how I didn't like my job, and I went to work the next day and lost the job. So I immediately went through the job that I felt I would like to work at.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I got them. I got them.
Okay.
I got them. And next week, the job that I really thought was out of my league, I will be expecting them to call me and tell me that I'm hired. So when it comes to things that it really taught me that, you know, you can create exactly what you want. And it just put me in a position to ask for bigger things or better things, more quality things.
Yes. So let me ask you a question. Why did you think that a particular job was out of your league?
You know, I just probably didn't, I don't know. It's just that I didn't see myself being able to get it, or I didn't give myself credit for arriving at the point that I have, you know, in my career right now. But now that I've had success, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not pushing myself far enough. Like, I need to even push myself even beyond this and dream up even bigger things. I think, like, last week you had a I can't remember the brother's name, but he was saying that one of a masculine trait is being able to do things without expecting anything back, and that really sunk in with me. So, you know, instead of asking for jobs and cars and stuff like that, I kind of want to ask for those kind of character traits or, you know, those kind of things to be able to do for others without really expecting things back, and to create that kind of stuff, to be that kind of card, and then see what kind of effects that'll reap.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So what was the reason you felt that you wasn't going to get that job?
Oh, you know what, Ms. Blue, when I was applying to jobs, I was on such a vibe that, well, I know the things that I do. Like, I do like the smoke herb and all that kind of stuff like that, but that wasn't going to stop me from getting a job. But actually, when I went into this situation, there was so much stuff going that my mind was so focused that I just felt like I was going to get the job. So I ended up getting a job. You know, I worked at the car dealership in the service lane. So I got a job at Acura, but I wanted to work at BMW.
Right.
So BMW, it seems like it's about to come through. I know that next week. The only negative thing I had out of all that, I went for Mercedes, and they kind of gave me the cold shoulder or whatever. But everything is working out great, and I'm setting my heights on even bigger standards. Yeah, all the stuff for the miscarriage that we had last night was pretty.
And that definitely is for a high reason, but the reason I wanted you to go back and talk about that, Corey, because it's important. A lot of times we can hear when we're talking foolishness to ourselves, but we can't hear sometimes when we're really speaking our truth. And so I made you repeat that so you can remember the next time you feel that you don't know what you're doing, that you can remember that energy and you can be able to hold it, you know, you'll be able to hold it. That's great. Your energy is really, really moving, moving very, very much up. And definitely I want you to give your love to the wife and to the family. Yeah. Yeah. So,
No doubt.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. Peace and love to you. Yeah.
Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 949. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. I would like to masturbate your dog. Can I grab your dog's dick?
Yeah, we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Happy calling in from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you, Happy from Dallas. Happy, you want to tell us what you're calling?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Okay, what I'm calling is, well, I guess I caused a lot of I caused a lot of really caused a lot of chaos in my family. I feel like well, there's a lot that I know caused, and I know it's because of me, because the reason why certain things are going on is because of me being irresponsible and I guess not being productive and taking actions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not too long ago, I was real upset at like my family members and just things like that, and I really had to sit down and think about the situation, and I realized that it was me and not them, and really I just got to work on myself and
so
not be mad.
I want you, and I want you, thank you for that, Happy. I want you to tell me why you're really upset.
Why I'm really upset?
Yeah.
I guess I'm really upset because I'm not living, I guess I'm not doing the things that I really want to do. And
and what do you really want to do?
I mean, it's a lot of things. I guess the main thing I really want to do is to be able to, I guess, fully express myself and just live the life that I really want to live.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I don't know exactly what I really want to do. Like, I know what I don't want to do, but I can't tell you exactly what it is that I really want to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fair assessment. Sometimes those things happen, but let me ask you the question honestly. Then how are you going to know when you're getting what you want if you don't know what it is you want? How do you know you're not getting it now? How do you know it's not looking
because
you in the face?
Sometimes I know because if I'm not happy, then I know I'm not doing what I want to do.
Happiness is a choice. Isn't your name Happy?
Yeah, I'm not happy.
It's a choice. This is why you're not getting what you want. Because here's one of the things. The universe cannot support you in what you want if you don't know. But let me give you another reason why this is not getting what you want. How can you be happy and not be happy? That's a contradiction. You call yourself happy, but you're on the phone telling me you're not happy.
But happy is...
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me why you named yourself Happy.
I didn't name my mother named me Happy.
Tell me
Tell
me honestly, because you had a choice in calling yourself Happy, or you had a choice in calling yourself something else, because you're not a little child anymore. You're grown.
Right.
So tell me why you go by the name Happy.
Because that's the name that's the name I chose to go by, and because that name really does just, I guess it makes me happy. And I don't really have no real reason why I continue to go by my childhood nickname.
You notice that every time I ask you why, you say because. This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell me about your mom and how that relationship is going with your mother.
My mother? Well, lately,
No. How is that relationship going with your mother?
This period, I'm really actually close to my mother. Like, I love my mother. We actually do have a good relationship. It's just sometimes, you know, we can have our days where I'm not happy with her.
Why you're not happy? Why is happy not happy with her mother?
Because sometimes I can feel that she's being, she's not being responsible. Or sometimes I just, I wish that she would change the way that she, the way that she handled things in her life. I guess I can feel that she can be careless and selfish and things like that, but
so everything
really,
that you
really
said,
I'm just,
hold on. Everything that you said about yourself is what you have a problem with your mother about. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I mean, I'm really looking at myself. I'm actually looking at myself.
And how do you feel about yourself? Because this is going to speak to how you truly feel about your mother. How do you feel about yourself, honestly?
How do I feel about myself? Honestly, I guess,
because really what you're doing right now is you're entertaining your own madness, because you're conscious of what you're doing. Everything that I've told you, you said you know you're doing it. So you're entertaining that, your own madness.
Yeah. I guess you'll call that ignorance.
Ignorance wouldn't be the word I would use, but that is not what I call it. You're calling yourself that and doing it. This is madness. This is the definition of insanity itself. You have to feel like you're going out of your mind sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes I can feel like I'm going out of my mind.
Let's do this. We need to get to the root cause so we can stop all the bullshit. So you can stop playing happy when you're not happy at all.
Okay.
Number one, I want us to talk about some things. This is what I want you to do. I want you to be able to sit down and have a real conversation with your mother, because this is what's causing this. You talk about being happy. You talk about doing what you want to do, but you're not going to be able to do anything. Anything until you make this blind spot for you come true. And that is, you're very hurt by your mother. You love her, but you don't really even know what that is. You love her, but you don't know what love is. You don't know what love is. And so the truth of the matter is, you're sitting around blaming your mama for your bullshit in your life instead of telling her exactly how you feel, because if you confront your mother, you know that you'll be confronting yourself, and therefore you'll have to stop doing the shit. You're mad because you're looking for love from women, and you blame your mama for that. Because she didn't give you the love you felt you deserved.
Yeah, because My mother, she's the type of woman, she don't show no emotion. No, I never, I can tell you honestly, I never seen my mother cry.
Stop it. Because this is not about blaming your mother.
No, I'm not blaming her.
But understand that you would be the way you were if you had a mother that hugged you and let you suck on her titties until you were 25 years old. There's nothing wrong with you. But you've got to stop pretending. Because we know on a spiritual level, we choose our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn how to love yourself and stop blaming your mother because you're looking for love from other women. And I will tell you, Miss Blue loves you. But I need you to stop the bullshit. And you need to own up to who you are, and you need to start looking happy in the mirror and being happy for real. This is why you can't find what you really want to do, because you won't acknowledge who the fuck you really are. It's not your mother's fault. And whether you get love from your mother or not, you still have a responsibility to love yourself. So stop running around like you're some motherless child that nobody loves, because that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is you need to sit still long enough to learn how to love yourself and love all of you, whatever that is, because there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. And it's nothing wrong with who you want to love. That's your business, not your mama's business. That's yours. So stop trying to make everything around you not happy because you are so miserable, because you don't want to own up to who you are. So peace and love, right? All right. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, my blue. This is Bretta, and I'm calling from Somerville, South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, Bretta. Greetings.
I am calling because in the past 4 years, I've been through hell and back. And I want to just get your thoughts on, you mentioned you can have spiritual beings and you can have me being the cause. Which one is causing such havoc in my life?
Mm-hmm. Let me clarify, because I could see how that could cause a little bit of a misunderstanding. When I was saying human beings, as in human beings, or some people like to call themselves a spiritual being. Whatever you choose to call yourself, you get it? You're the being. You're the being. Yeah.
Got you.
Yes, yes. So what's going on?
What's what?
I said, so what's going on? You know, did that change, did it help clear that up for you? Or did you have another question? Yeah.
Well, I guess if that means that I am still the being that's causing,
yes,
you know, the havoc, I
mm-hmm.
need to figure out, like, what it is in order to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
whatever insights that you have, you know, that can apply to me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. let's talk about that. I want to talk about it, and I want us to really, really go to the cause. And one of the things here, and I, you know, all of these things are so divine. And I know that every single one of you callers who have called in tonight is definitely divine. And I know that we have the Sisters Only workshop coming up. And so the root cause of what's happening, this goes back to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
This is the root cause. This really, really, really is the root cause. Your mother is not to blame. Understand what I'm saying. But she's at the root. She's at the root of this. And so there is some unrooting that has to go when it comes to that particular focus. Let me ask you a question, Britta. Tell me, have you ever forgave yourself for something?
I'm my worst critic, so I would come out and say, no, I've never forgiven myself for anything.
Okay. So then let me ask you this. What does the word forgiveness mean to you? What does that mean when you start to think about forgiveness? What does that actually mean to you when you sit with that word and you say, forgiveness? What does it mean to forgive?
To let go of whatever ill feelings that you have, just letting it go and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to hear me here because you're going to get a really, really clear breakthrough when you take this in. This is why you're having such a hard time forgiving your mother. In fact, this is even why you can't forgive yourself. Because in your mind, when you forgive something, you let it go. And your heart and mind is in a constant tug of war because you feel if you forgive your mother for all of these things, then you have to let her go. And your heart doesn't want to let go. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you forgive yourself, then there's so much of Britta that you love that is has been there for you that you can really confide in, a part of yourself that you would have to let go, and you're not willing to let that go. So in your mind, you can't forgive. But then when the mind comes back into play, and the mind starts, because one thing about the mind, it's very vivid. It can show you better than any movie theater, any motion picture you've ever been to. The mind will show you shit in living color over and over and over. You are arm wrestling with your mind. You are going back and forth in your mind. And the stem of this, this is the cause and effect is real. You have become infected with these thoughts. And when these thoughts get to a level where it is a true infection, it does what the mind can only do, and that's shut down. So, here's a place for you to begin to look. I need you to change your definition of forgiving. Because forgiving is not about letting go. It's not. It's about moving forward. It's about forgiving. It's like a forge. You know how you forge something forward? You sort of kind of force it to move forward? That's what forgiving is. And I want you to tell us, what do you feel is affecting you?
Like, where do you start? I felt like I have lost a lot in my life.
Yeah.
And looking back on that, not being able to let go, and that's how it ties into not being able to forgive because of all that I felt like I have lost in the past 8 years.
Yeah, I want you to trace the effect back to the cause.
Trace the effect back to the cause.
Back to the cause. Trace it back to the cause. You feel this. Why? You feel lost. Why? Why do you feel lost that you can't trace it back to the cause?
Because I've always been so in control. And now I'm so out of control.
But that's been an illusion. You're not in control of anything. That's an illusion. The more that you think you're in control, you know, control, that's the cause. Is that where you traced it back to? The cause. Control, that's the cause. Because you're trying to control. That is the cause.
Uh-huh.
That is the cause. Control. So let's kind of look at that. Loss, when you lost control, so what you're basically telling me is you always lose control. Because that's the losses. You've lost control, and control is the cause. You see them coming together?
Yes, I do. I see it.
Yeah.
And that is the cause. Whenever I get to a point of losing control and the mind does literally shut down, then, you know, I go through my spells and I have my issues that is associated with, like, schizophrenia. And by me losing control and shutting down like that, you know, it causes it. That's the cause of the happiness
that's
in my life.
Yes. But
even
when you're talking about that, Britta, I can feel your energy go up. Because you realize that's the cause, the control. Here's what I want you to look at. Control is your God. You worship it. See, it don't feel good to say control is your God. How does that make you feel?
That actually makes me feel weak.
Right. Because you don't want control to be your God. You want something that you will never get. You will never get control. Control is an illusion. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. Control is not only illusion, it's a very sick vision. It's a sick vision. It's not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sick vision. It's a ill, get it? When we start to look at the word control, it's a illusion. It's a ill vision. A sick vision. That's what control is. Vision. This is what I want you to do because the universe wants to support you. But you have to stop fighting control, which is an illusion in what you want. right now when you just allowed yourself to just kind of sit there and be very open, you were able to see what was the cause of your issue.
Mm-hmm.
We know at the root of your issue, it is these things that you have with your mother. But your mother ain't even the cause. The cause is control. So let me ask you, do you control your breathing?
No.
Do you control your heartbeat?
No.
Why not? Why?
Because I have no control over those things.
No, the truth is you don't have control over anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about controlling something. Because when you can truly get into the essence and the nature and you can cooperate with things, you don't need control. Now, I want to say this to you, Rita. One thing that you hate more than anything is for somebody to try to control you. Isn't that true? Now, let me just make you laugh, my powerful sister. How can you want something so bad that you ain't willing to do? You trying to control other people, but you don't want nobody controlling your ass. You want to control the grass. You want to control the weather. You want to control everything going on in your life, but you don't want shit controlling you.
True, that's true.
So here's what I need you to do. I need you to change your focus because right now you're a control freak, and I need you to be a freak of something else. Not control. You need to be a whole nother kind of freak. Not control freak.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So that's what I want you to do. You understand? This is what I want you to do. I did this before, and it was so powerful. I'm going to do this with you, and then I'm going to leave you with a quick lesson that you can begin to practice. But I want you to close your eyes for me for just a moment, Britta. And then I want to ask you, what is your favorite flower? What does it look like?
A gardenia.
It's a gardenia. And what color is that gardenia?
White.
It's white, okay. Any other colors in it other than white, or is it just pure white?
Just pure white.
Okay. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put those people in front of you. I want you to visualize people in front of you, and they can be anyone, your mother, your stepfather, whoever you want to put in front of you, family members, people who hurt you. I want you to put them all in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want you to get the main one, the number one head honcho that you hold responsible for the shit going down. Okay? Tell me when you have a clear vision of that person.
I put myself there.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If you hold yourself responsible for everything, I want you to tell me when you got a clear vision of you.
I got my vision.
Okay. Now, I want you to hand that gardenia to the you that has caused all this mess, as you claim. Give that to you. I want you to see yourself stomping the shit out of that gardenia, ripping it apart, tearing it up. Tell me when you see it completely destroyed.
Okay, it is.
It's destroyed. Now, I want you in your mind to bend down and pick up every single piece of that flower. Pick it all up. Pick it all back up. And I want you to put it back together. Let me know when you have it back together. Put it back together. I need you to hurry up and put it back together.
It's together.
It's together. What color is it now? What color is it?
It's yellow.
It's yellow. Now, open your eyes. I want you to always remember that, anything, anything can be put back together. Anything. Anything can be forgiven. Anything can evolve. Anything. You get it? Any being, you can move on from all of this. So the next time you want to have control, take that vision. The next time you feel out of control, take that vision and fix it, because you can. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in, Britta.
Peace and love.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I want to suck Miss Blue's titties. Titties, suck those titties, Miss Blue. Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code. Let's go to the next area code. we're going to go to the next area code. Calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hi, this is Debbie calling.
Okay, Debbie. Where are you calling from, Debbie?
Detroit.
Okay, greetings, Debbie from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the lecture tonight, Cause and Effect. I wanted to know when you're asking about what are you causing in your life. I know what I want to cause in my life. I know what I want the effect to be.
Yes.
I don't know, I guess because it's Easter Sunday and family day. And I'm still in this zone of wanting a family.
Right.
Not sure about children at this point, but I do would like a companion and a home. I'm desiring that. And I'm just wondering where am I missing it as far as me causing it, today was like a, like I said, it was Easter, so it was a lot of family gatherings today.
Right.
And it was cool, I was with my family. And two ex-boyfriends came around to visit that I haven't seen in like 10 years. And I was like, wow, where did they come from? And they came together. It's kind of strange, I dated both of them. Like 15 years ago.
And now they hanging out together, huh?
Well, they were hanging out together before. It's a long story, but, and they came by together.
We know that cause and effect.
But it was not it wasn't nothing bad, no anger between any of us. We all were good friends, still friends. But it was just strange they came out of nowhere today. And I was like, oh, well, those are two of the many that got away. That's what I was kind of left with. And then I immediately was like, okay, Debbie, don't think like that. Just say, okay, well, these are still friends of yours, and it's good to have friends that you can still see from time to time and have good conversation with. But don't mourn over the loss.
Well, let me ask you this, Debbie. What is affecting you?
What's affecting me? I'm not sure right now. I've dated a lot of men in my life, and I would I would say they were good guys.
Well, hold on. It don't have to be bad. Just what is affecting you? Yeah, what's affecting you?
I guess wanting to have a companion, or feeling, I guess lately I've been feeling alone, lonely lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's parts of my life that are not fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. There's some lonely spots there, and lonely for maybe the past, and then afraid of the future, and so here we are right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, so why do you want a relationship?
Because I don't like being alone. I don't like that time period.
Is that your number
certain
one?
Times.
Mm-hmm.
No, somebody to share my life with.
Okay. All right.
I guess security, stability, not guessing, will I be able to have someone to go out of town with, or will I be able to have somebody to go to the market with on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I think a relationship, you know, affords you that opportunity to have a companion.
Right.
Consistently, and not guess what I'm going to do, like today. Where am I going to go today? You know, more so, where are we going to go today?
Right. Debbie, I really hope you signed up for the Sisters Only workshop. I really hope you did. I really hope you did. That will. So let me ask you this. What are you causing to be alone?
I think I'm still afraid or embarrassed about my life and the way it is right now. You know, financially, I don't feel productive enough to be with someone. And not so much to be with a person, but I think I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about my finances. I'm embarrassed the way my home looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirty or anything, but it's just old things that were my parents' things, and I'm still living in the same home. I've been here over 40 years, and
mm-hmm.
I think I'm just embarrassed about those things right now. But I do have a man in my life that comes, you know, he comes over all the time, and we're intimately involved, and it's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where that's going. You know, I'm scared of that.
Well, let me say a couple of things to you. The first thing I want you to take a real look at, you said that you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed
mm-hmm.
the way your home looks, and you're embarrassed about your finances and those kind of things that are going on with you. So if
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be with you, if you don't want to be with Debbie, why would anybody
yeah.
else want to do that?
Right. And it's coming together. I'm positive about my money.
but is this just about money? Because, you know, bands will make her dance, and it's some brothers owe some bands of money if you willing to dance. So I know it ain't about money, because you could always find somebody with some bands that'll make your ass dance if it's just about money.
Okay. Yeah, true.
So what are you causing to change this? That's what I want to know.
Well, I am having more of a positive attitude about myself. I do feel myself on a consistent basis liking me more and kind of realizing that I am okay where
mm-hmm.
I thought I wasn't
mm-hmm.
or where I thought things were bad when they really weren't that bad. And so I am kind of coming out of that. The guy that I told you I'm involved with, he constantly tells me how beautiful I am, and I'm kind of, saying, okay.
So let's get this straight, okay, because I want you to hear this, because one thing I know
mm-hmm.
for sure is if you change the cause, you will change the effect, okay? Mm-hmm. So you first you say you don't want to be alone, you don't want to be lonely, mm-hmm. and you went to a family function, and two of the men you dated were there, and that mm-hmm. made you feel some kind of way, and you want somebody to go to the market with you, you want somebody to go this, but, oh, I'm seeing somebody, oh, and by the way, in the house that I feel that, you know, because I haven't changed anything, and I'm not really making the money I want to make, and things don't kind of look the way I do, I feel a little ashamed, but he's good to me, we're intimate with each other. But I'm trying to get into a relationship. And, oh, no, I don't feel that bad about myself. I'm really kind of changing that a lot. Now, I don't know about the average person, but that sounds like a deadly circle jerk there.
Okay,
so we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and put some things on the table so you can begin to understand where you're at with this. The first thing
okay.
is we need to take a look at what's causing this. And you know who's causing this, right?
Right, it's me.
The being. You're causing it.
Right.
Here's the thing I want you to take a look at, Debbie. You want to recognize that you're causing it, but you don't want to take responsibility for changing it. You think that some man on the outside is going to help you change this, and this is why it hasn't changed in 40 years. Get it? You get it? Because if somebody could just come in and that would cause the change, then you'd have been changed. Like Dion says, you to change your address, you to change your name, you to change what you were wearing, you to change your everything.
Okay.
So that's not going to cause the change. You're the only one that can get into that can begin to cause that change. If you don't like the way things look in your space, change it. What are you holding on to all of that old stuff for? This is why you're stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What you're most embarrassed about is if them two men you were dating back in the day were to come over your house, they would see that ain't shit changed about you.
Right.
You the same chick that they both mess with. So I beg to differ when you say you didn't feel some kind of way. You had to feel some kind of fucking way about that. You would be less than a bean if you didn't. But it's not them you need to feel some kind of way about. It's about you. What are you doing? You are really embarrassed. Because you have not done anything. It don't take money to take some things that you know need to go outside that house and put it on the curb. That don't take no money. And this man that you're with, if you do not stand up and be the woman that you know yourself to be, then you're going to become a sideline. Did y'all hear me? You're going to become a sideline. What's that?
A sideline chick.
That's a nice way to say it. You're going to become a sideline chick. A sideline chick. Better yet, a sideline hoe. So this is what I want you to do. Because you're nobody's hoe.
Right.
I want you to sit down. And on a piece of paper, I want you to write 10 things that you love about yourself. 10 things that you love about yourself. And then I want you to find 10 things in your life that contradicts that love, and I want you to fix it. Not you, but in your life. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. If you say, yeah, that contradicts it. If you say, I love getting up in the morning and I love when the sun comes through the window and I'm getting out the shower and I can feel the sun coming in. If you get up and the sun can't come through the window because the windows are too damn dirty, you need to clean the fucking window. Because that's a contradiction of who you are. If you love sitting in a place with all clean furniture, everything nicely polished, and your place ain't clean and nicely polished, that's a contradiction. Not who you are, but where you are, you need to fix it. So write those 10 things down. If you say, when I'm with a man, I love to hold his hand and I want us to go walking down the street and go to the marketplace, boo-boo, the brother who want to sleep on the couch, fix it. Because that's a contradiction, not of you, but what's in your life. Okay. All right?
All right.
Okay. So I definitely want you to come back and let us know. I hope that you come into this Soul Sister workshop because you definitely need to be there to hear that information. This is when you need to start calling on those favors from the men friend and ask them to support you in making yourself a better you.
Right.
It's only $45. Please. Nobody tell me they not worth that, because I know you are. I know you are worth so much more than that. All right? Well, peace and love to you. No excuses, my sister. All right. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. Peace and love, and thank you as well. We're going to go to the phone lines. It's so many of you guys on the phone lines, and let's see. We're going to kind of jump around here. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. This is Key from Jersey.
Okay. Greetings, Key from Jersey. I love my soul, sisters. Love my soul, sisters.
I love you too, Ms. Love.
Love
That's
you
why
too.
I will be there with bells on.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
So, my brother, he actually wants a reading from you. His father actually just made his transition, and he's kind of going through, you know, a tough time.
Wait a minute. And, say that again. What just transitioned?
His father.
His father, your brother's father. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, of course, it's in tune with what's going on, too, you know, about him wanting to pursue, you know, his career and how his father thought about that and everything. But anyway, I'm going to pass the phone over. His name is, well, here you go.
Okay.
Hello.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
David.
David, greetings to you, David. And David, where are you calling from?
Jersey.
You're calling from Jersey. First of all, David, I want to say, you know, definitely a big hug goes out to you, because I definitely understand my, you know, I can't say my father has not passed on, but I know what that feels like inside your heart when we have one of our parents who makes the transition and begin. So talk to me a little bit, David. Your sister felt it was important for you to call in, and you agreed to it. So what's sort of affecting you at this particular moment?
Mostly the fact that sometimes I forget that he transitioned. I feel like he's still here sometimes.
Yeah. That's not odd at all, because, you know, nothing, no, you know, there is no true thing as death. What we do is we actually continue to move on, and your father's spirit is definitely around you. Your father's spirit is definitely there with you. Your father is there. And the number one thing is that your father was one of those brothers who was a leader.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say that? Because, you know, he's kind of standing up, like, with his shoulders back and shit, you know, like, you know, I'm the man, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, oddly enough, I see him standing in front of you. He's standing in front of you. And, you know, your father said that there was a lot of things that happened, a lot of things that he wished he could have said, and a lot of things that were going on. But there are things that your father wants you to know. And the number one thing he wants you to do is to detach away from his death.
Okay.
To detach away from that. You know why? Why would your father say that I need you to detach away from that? He said because the number one thing that he wants you to understand is that you are looking for a reason, and not the reason why he left, not the reason why he passed, but you're looking for a reason so you don't have to get out here and do what you know you got to do for you.
Yeah.
So you've used your father as the cause of you not doing shit.
Yeah.
And everybody has let you. They let you do it. They, like, give him some space. You know, his daddy passed. Give him some time because daddy passed. But your father is telling me that if he was here, you know what he has always been telling you. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's laughing. He said, you know that. Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And one of the other things I want to talk to you about, and I want to talk to you about this, and this has something to do with you and your father, and I want you to tell me about this situation that had something to do with you and a swimming pool.
Me and a swimming pool?
Mm-hmm. Swimming pool or water? I know it's water. It has to do with you and water, something with you and being around water. And this probably is when you were very young. This is when you were young, very young. Has something to do with maybe 3 or 4 years old?
3 or 4.
Near some water. Around water.
I'm really trying to think back.
That's okay. I don't want you to force anything. It may. I just want you to make note of that. Because that's one of the things that he's bringing up very, very strong. And then another situation when you were 5 years old, and this had something to do with, you were either 5 or 6 when you were in school, it had something to do with one of your teachers.
I hit one of my teachers at that age.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your father said, this is how you're going to know that this is really him talking to me, because this is something that really only a few people know about this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how that works? So this is also clarification to let you know that your father is very much still alive.
Yeah.
Because how could you call me, Miss Blue, and I tell you about these situations? Your father said, tell him this, because not many people know that he actually hit his teacher.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
so your father said, cut all of this crazy shit, and what he wants you to focus on is not when he died, but when he was alive. And he said he know he gave you a hard time, but there was a part of him that was trying to give you everything you needed from him to be successful. He said he knows you didn't understand, and it's a lot of shit he didn't agree with. And by the way, he said it's still some shit he don't agree with, but you're his son, and he loves you. And he's also saying he's very, very sorry. And you know what that's about, too.
I do.
He's very sorry, but he loves you. And he needs you to stop mourning only his death and to look at how much life was there. Because you cannot use him as an excuse for you to die, too.
Wow.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah.
You get it? You can't.
Yeah.
You cannot. And what's the deal with your dad and his shoes? Because he keeps pointing to these shoes. What was the deal with him and shoes?
Well, my dad wasn't a big shoe lover. I'm not sure if he's either pointing to shoes because I used to tell him about how much money I spent on sneakers and how much he did, and he would just shake his head all the time about, you know, you could buy 6 pair of sneakers with all that money instead of buying 1 pair.
Well, he's smiling and pointing at some shoes. So he said, you know what that's about. So I want you to hold that and know that you can speak to your father just like you're speaking to me, and hold him close in his heart and to honor those things about him, because he truly loved you. And he did what any father would do for their son, and that is to give you the tools and the things that you need so that you can survive. And he said right now what's making him sad and why he's standing in front of you is because he wanted me to know, so I can express this to you, that you cannot use him for a reason for you to die. Use him as a reason for you to keep living, because he's fine. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And the number one thing, yes, the number one thing that I need you to do is, in order for you to have this key for you so that you can live your destiny to 100% of the fullest, do you paint? Do you draw or paint?
A form of art in any way?
Yes, yes.
I like to do music.
You do music. Okay. Well, I'm seeing lots of colors around you, so maybe that's musical notes. I don't want to kind of mix that up. But what is in your heart, the key is for you, is to go buy a key. And what I want you to do is I want you to wear this key around your neck, on your neck, as that to be the reminder, you understand, that you are the key to your destiny. You're the key to it. And your father's there. And he said he wants you to know that he didn't have your back before, but he got your back now. He got your back. He got your back. So now he's standing behind you because he said, you get it. You get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it. So start living. Start living.
Yeah.
Because he's having a great time. He's listening to his music. He's walking in the park. He's doing all of these things. He's enjoying his life. He's moved on. So for you to move on, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, David. Good looking daddy there, by the way. Good looking daddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love. Hold the line, hold the line.
All right.
Ah, that was beautiful. We have 12 minutes left to go in the share. Can you believe that? 12 minutes left to go in the share. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. How many fingers can you fit in your vagina? I'd just like to know your crusty old vagina.
We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 812. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 812. Okay. 812 is not there. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 242. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling.
Hello, your vagina is still very crusty.
You know what? You know what? Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line calling in. From, let's see, area code 908. Calling in from 908, did I already go to you, 908?
Yes, Miss Blue is Key.
Okay, Key. All right. Hold the line, Key.
Okay, thank you.
All right, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to go down, calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to say, you guys. I want to definitely thank everybody for coming to the share tonight. And cause and effect is effect. Tonight, I want you guys to understand that cause and effect is in effect tonight, and I know that we can see that in a big way. You know, one of the things about turning on the lights is that all kinds of things come on when you cut on the lights. We know what happens when you turn on the lights. This has been an amazing night. It's even been some entertaining going on, which always brings a smile. We love entertainment here at The Remix. We always love to be entertained here at The Remix. That's a beautiful thing as well. Yeah, we love to turn it up. And so just lots of things. Trust and believe, I am not affected, and that's the beautiful thing. I definitely send love out to everybody who has called in. Lots of great things that we covered here tonight about the being affected. And I want you guys to know that I love all of you guys. We're going to listen to some music as we get ready to close out. I am super excited, myself and Esther, because the Soul Sister Workshop is going on. Remember, tonight is the last night for you to reserve your seat. So you guys definitely want to do that. And you definitely want to do that. You want to reserve your seat. I see many of you are, and I'm so excited about that. Don't forget, if you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it over on Facebook. Like it over on Twitter. And many of you have, and as well, I want you to like it over there on Facebook, too. And also, what was I going to say? And like it on Twitter, like it over there. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you guys as well as we get ready to rock out here in the remix here. And don't forget to send love out to those who love you. It's been a great share here talking about the law. And as you can see, even here tonight, nothing goes above the law. Cause and effect is very, very real. And so everybody will get a chance to see the bean. And I don't know about you guys, but I love knowing what I'm causing. It's some powerful causes going on when you can really cause some serious causes. Yeah, it's some beautiful things going on. So I have something for you guys. Hold on one second. Let's see. Let me see if I can get it here. Give me 1 second. Yeah, so we're going to listen to this. Much love to you guys all out there. Much love, warm spirit to each one of you. And from me, Miss Blue, to all of the Remix family, I love you guys. And it's been really an amazing share here tonight, understanding the mystery of knowing and the blind spots in life. Yeah, the blind spots. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Come on, y'all. Sing it with me. Sing it with me.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no. Somebody help me now. I'll take you.
What a beautiful, beautiful way for us to close out. I do want to give the international shots out tonight because I didn't do it. So let me go ahead and start from the top to the bottom to the bottom to the top. We have Malaysia listening in live tonight. We have South Korea listening in live tonight. We have Puerto Rico listening in live. Afghanistan is listening in live tonight. We have Cape Verde listening in live tonight. United Arabia is listening in. Cameroon is here live tonight. Switzerland is in the house. Denmark, Lithuania, the country, is here tonight. Naples is here tonight. Chile, Bangladesh. We have Saudi Arabia, Mozambique, Brazil, Belgium, Egypt, Thailand, Australia, the Bahamas, India, Spain, Greece, Italy, the Philippines, Trinidad, Australia, Tobago, Barbados, Germany, Nigeria, the Netherlands, France, Turkey, South America, Kenya, of course, the United Kingdom, as well as Canada, and a couple of other your countries that I can't pronounce, but Esther will get you, and all of us who are in the West, here in America, from all across the states, listening live in the remix tonight. A beautiful share. Peace and love, you guys. And much light. And don't forget to download, download, download. And you know what? If you like the show, like it. And if you love it, I want you to love it. Love it all over the world. And leave a comment. Leave a comment on Facebook. Leave a comment on Twitter. I see you guys going off over there on Twitter. Leave a comment on Twitter. Leave a comment. Just leave a comment on iTunes. Subscribe to it. Go to the Android market and get the Remix app. Peace and love. And we'll be back as we do next Friday night. Peace and love, Remix. Peace out. Much love, warm spirit. Peace.